Sigh, I'm so bored. Maybe I'll try that thing Sonya is always talking about. What was it called again? Discord. Yeah, that sounds about right. Now with my profile set up, all I have to do is join a server. Oh, this one looks interesting. It says there is a lot of young singles. That must mean they are all like me and abstaining from relationships until marriage. It's good to find people with similar interests. Oh wow, someone already wants to be my friend. This is so exciting. Hello, my name is Flora and I'm a little new to all of this. What's your name?
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, I've heard of NBC. I don't usually watch the news, but I like to tune in every year to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Well, not anymore. I've decided to not watch them anymore since last year they showed a gay couple kissing.
I take it you're a virgin.
Yeah. I am a virgin. I'm not sure how you got it from what I said.
You shave down there.
Why, that's a little personal. But, I guess the best way to become good friends with someone is to share all of your secrets. I don't shave down there and I have a decently sized bush. I'm not sure how to do it. The last time I tried, I cut myself with the razor by accident and I'm too embarrassed to ask for help because then they would see my privates. That isn't weird, is it?
Well, I find it quite attractive.
Oh, geez, you're going to make me blush.
A boyfriend?
Well, technically I have.
That a yes?
No. I just got a little flustered. I've actually never had a boyfriend before. I've always been afraid that we'd start off holding hands and then end up doing more, how should I say it? Simple things. But I think I might be ready for it. I think I can resist the temptations from the devil. So, you know, if you, maybe, I don't know, wanted to be my boyfriend.
Yes.
Really? This is happening so fast. I can't believe it. I finally have a boyfriend. In your face, Mindy. Thanks.
You don't mind I'm a virgin?
No, of course not. That's even better.
Wanna meet sometime?
Sure. Actually, if you're not busy, you could come over tonight. My dad is taking my sister to get some more plastic surgery to make her breasts bigger so I have the house all to myself.
What do you want to do when we meet?
Well, we can watch some cartoons or play some board games, or you can help me put together my new Lego set. It'll be a lot of fun. Oh. I have to go. The cookies I was baking are done and I need to take them out of the oven. Here's my address if you want to come over later. See ya.
Five hours later.
Chris, is that you? The door is unlocked, you can come in.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, especially now that I have some company. I'm so very glad you could make it. Have a seat. I was thinking we could play a game first to get to know each other better. I read about it online, it's called 20 Questions. Apparently it's supposed to help you get to know someone.
Will be nice, I think you will love it.
Okay, you go first. Ask me a question.
Can I rape you anally?
Wow, what was that? I'm sorry, my hearing must be going bad. It almost sounded like you asked if you could rape me anally.
Yes, I like rape.
Oh my god. You're a rapist. You only wanted to have your way with me, and I was stupid enough to let you into my home.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Horny for you. I can't control my horny level.
Get away from me. Help.
No.
You will bleed a lot for the first time.
Want to cut you a little. Suck on your blood.
You're crazy. Get away from me.
Sometimes people just do anal sex first. It's better than regular sex.
Give it to you deep and hard.
Stay away. I know where my dad keeps his firearms.
Get over here!
Oh god, no.
Except I knew it, you're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.